Stephanie, just preliminarily, the number of people you serve, what? Give me a little perspective on that.
Sure. We serve approximately 1,200 people each day throughout Central Maryland. It covers Baltimore City, Baltimore County, Howard County, Harford County, Anne Arundel County, Carroll County, and we also go into Montgomery and Prince George's County.
We're, of course, all concerned about the government shutdown, how it's affecting organizations such as yours. And you do get a portion of your funding from Washington, correct?
That is correct. We get funding from the Older Americans Act, and it comes through the local area offices on aging, but it is federal money.
Percentage of your program depends on that?
Probably about 60 to 65%.
Okay, and how serious is the shutdown for you in terms of what you're able to do and what you're thinking about what you might not be able to do?
Sure. Well, we've faced a lot of challenges this year. The shutdown is just one on top of sequestration and funding that was cut there. With the shutdown right now in the immediate, we're not actually impacted by this. We're continuing to serve as we always have, and we're continuing to serve at the same level. If this is a prolonged shutdown, then we're going to be looking at issues of cash flow and reimbursement from our contracts, and that's going to cause a real hardship on the organization. In addition to that, we understand that the SNAP funding is going to be affected, significantly by this, and a number of our clients that we serve on a sliding scale provide their portion of the payment through their SNAP entitlement.
All right. So in terms of what you're doing, are you looking at percentages yet? Are you crunching numbers?
We have not gotten to the point where we have a specific plan in place. We're looking at right now, what I said, we're sort of keeping track on cash flow, because the issue for us is if we're not able to get reimbursed from our contracts, then, of course, we need to look at things like, continuing operation through a line of credit, and that's a cost to the organization. And when there's a cost to the organization, that always means that there's less money then to provide the services with.
Okay, but for the moment anyway, you're able to provide full service, but what kind of timeline are you looking at? I mean, you must be looking at the calendar and saying, after this date, we're going to have to reduce services, curtail, change it somehow.
Right now, as we were projecting with our cash flow, it's probably, looking at 4 to 6 weeks.
What are you telling folks as meals are delivered? Are you giving them some kind of heads up on this or not?
At this time, we're not, because we would do whatever it took to continue to provide service to our clients, even if that meant that we needed to modify services, say go to a frozen meal delivery temporarily, which would be delivery fewer times a week, which would be less expensive, or if we needed to go to one meal a day, we would continue some level of service.
All right. And I assume that you're looking at all of the bad choices that you would have. Which is the least that you would probably go to first?
The least would be to look at maybe reducing the number of meals, because we do serve two meals a day, and the majority of the clients that we serve are reliant not just on the nutritional sustenance that we provide, but they're reliant on that social and emotional sustenance that's provided by the daily visit from our volunteer. And so while we want to make sure that they are getting what they need nutritionally, we also serve the whole person. And so rather than discontinue the number of days of service, we would probably reduce to one meal a day before we would look at that.
All right, and you're also concerned about other fallout from the shutdown, aren't you as well? I did read the release that came out this week.
I'm not sure.
There was some concern that as the interruption of meals would occur, there would be other possible results to the folks you serve.
Oh, well, certainly there would be other results. I mean, there's solid research that shows that, with proper nutrition and social interaction, that people are healthier. They're better able to, they're more compliant with their medication. They're better able to take care of their own activities of daily living. And so when you reduce those services, you're absolutely putting them at risk of greater risk of hospitalization, or, emergency room visits.